Hello and welcome to this week's Gospel Reflection. Let's begin with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, come by means of the powerful intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, thy well-beloved spouse, Amen. John the Baptist appeared preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." It was of him that the prophet Isaiah had spoken when he said, "A voice of one crying out in the desert, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths." John wore clothing made of camel's hair and had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts and wild honey. At that time, Jerusalem, all Judea, and the whole region around the Jordan were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River, as they acknowledged their sins. When he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce good fruit as evidence of your repentance, and do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I tell you, God can raise up children to Abraham from these stones. Even now the axe lies at the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree that does not bear good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I am baptizing you with water for repentance, but the one who is coming after me is mightier than I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand. He will clear his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Upon reading this, we see that John the Baptist is calling everybody to repentance, and if they don't repent, they risk eternal damnation. This is very similar to the message of Our Lady of Fatima. In a way, the modern version of John the Baptist calling people to repentance is the Blessed Virgin Mary in her modern apparitions. At Lourdes, she said to Bernadette that people must do penance. We could hear Bernadette gasping from the grotto, "Penance, penance, penance." At Fatima, we remember the famous warning where the Blessed Virgin Mary shows to the children of Fatima a vision of hell and says that there's nobody to pray and to do penance, and so many souls are lost. At Akita, we hear of a great warning, of a great chastisement, where the good and the bad will suffer alike, and fire will come down from the sky, and a half of all humanity will be wiped out if men do not repent and pray the rosary and trust in the sign left by her son. We have the Feast of the Immaculate Conception coming up, a great feast. We also have the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, where the Virgin Mary famously told Juan Diego, "Do not worry, am I not here who am your mother?" So it's a good time for us to examine our Marian devotion. In particular, the requests of Our Lady of Fatima. Not just a request of penance and reparation or praying the rosary, but Our Lady came to establish devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She told Sister Lucia that it was the will of Jesus that devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary be established, and that through this devotion, many souls will be saved, and that those people who embrace this devotion will have the grace of salvation. So many people will be saved. The souls that are going to hell, God wishes to establish devotion to the Immaculate Heart so that they can be saved through Mary's intercession, through our reparation, through our participation in this Marian life, and that we who embrace devotion to the Immaculate Heart, we too will be saved. We have to think about the power of the heart. The heart represents the person. Mary's heart is pure. It's undefiled. It's pierced with thorns. She said that her heart is pierced with thorns because of the ingratitude of men. This is very important because also the Sacred Heart of Jesus felt so many sorrows, so much anguish because of the ingratitude of men. Ingratitude for the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross, and for all the sins we commit, we fail to make reparation. Our salvation really began, you could say, with the heart of Mary, her pure heart. Her pure heart gave way to her surrender to the will of God at the annunciation of the angel Gabriel to her and the incarnation of our Lord. Think of the heart of Mary. It pumped blood. When the child Jesus was in her womb, the heart of Mary was pumping blood into the heart of her son. This explains why later, when Jacinta was going off to the hospital, she reminded Sister Lucia of the mission that she had to spread devotion to the Immaculate Heart, that it was the will of God that the heart of Mary and the heart of Jesus are venerated side by side. That's the will of God, that Mary and Jesus be connected. Why? Because there's no greater union between a mother and her child, especially with the incarnation. Remember, the flesh of Jesus is comes from the flesh of Mary. Bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh was said of Adam and Eve, and the same thing can be said of Jesus and Mary. So how can we venerate and honor the hearts of Jesus and Mary side by side? Well, by putting up the image of the Sacred Heart, enthroning Jesus in your home, and also putting up an image of the Immaculate Heart. Also by honoring the feast days of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It's very good to go to Mass on that Feast of the Sacred Heart and on the Feast of the Immaculate Heart. How else? Remember, previous weeks I mentioned the Sacred Heart devotion, where Jesus promised that if you go to communion on the first Friday of the month for 9 consecutive months, Jesus promised you the graces necessary for salvation. Well, the Virgin Mary has the first Saturday devotion. She appeared to Sister Lucia and said, again, her heart is in such anguish and agony because of the ingratitude of men, of their blasphemies and their evil ways. So to make up for all of these wounds, to make reparation to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, she called for the 5 first Saturdays. So the first Saturday of the month for 5 consecutive months, you go to confession. You receive Holy Communion, again, in reparation for the sins committed against the Immaculate Heart, in reparation for all the reasons why she is sorrowful. You pray the Rosary and you meditate upon the mysteries of the Rosary, the life of Jesus Christ, for 15 minutes. The first Saturday, for 5 months in a row, she promises you the graces necessary for salvation. I would like you to think about these activities, going to confession, receiving Holy Communion, praying the Rosary, meditating upon the life of Christ. Are you familiar with how to gain a plenary indulgence? It starts with going to confession, and then you receive Holy Communion, and then you can do some other special act, which is, in our case, praying the Rosary. So you do the first Saturday, you get a plenary indulgence. You do it 5 times in a row, you get the graces necessary for your salvation. If you are in desperate need of saving the souls of your family and friends, consider offering this, continuing this devotion beyond the first 5 months, and do it continuously, committing to the Virgin Mary for the rest of your life. A lot of people criticize the different popes who, and they say they failed to consecrate Russia, that's why we have so many problems. Well, guess what? There was more to the promise of the reign of the Immaculate Heart of Mary than just the consecration of Russia. She also wished devotion to the Immaculate Heart. In how many dioceses and how many parishes are there the first Saturday devotion? So it's incumbent upon us, the children of Mary, to see where Our Lady is being disregarded, to make up, to make reparation, and to do extra. Are you older and you're retired and you have time to go to Mass every day? You have time to pray the Rosary every day? You have time to go to confession weekly? Well, perhaps you can consider making the communion of reparation every day. If you don't have this time or it's impossible for you to make this commitment, at the very least, make a resolution, first for your soul, to go to the first Fridays and then the first Saturday, the next day. Your church does not have to have a specific first Saturday, first Friday devotion. It'd be good if they did. But at the very least, you can say, I'm going to make the first Fridays for 9 consecutive months in reparation to the Sacred Heart. And then I'm going to make the first Saturdays for 5 consecutive months in reparation to the Immaculate Heart. Honoring these two side by side, we have to have great trust and confidence in the Virgin Mary. Whatever your need is, whatever your emotional agony is, whatever your insecurity is, trust in the heart of Mary. It's the heart of a mother that loves you more than your own mother could ever love you. You don't have to worry that she's not thinking about you, that you're not on her mind, that you're not on her heart. Her children are constantly on her mind and in her heart. Let's keep the devotion of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. God bless you. God love you. And we'll see you soon.